Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president had a confrontation with reporters again yesterday. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, AP Sagar Meghani. Sagar, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So as a White House correspondent, you've gotten used to never quite knowing what's coming. But last night, when they pulled the credentials of CNN's Jim Acosta, were you surprised?
Yeah, very surprised. I mean, the scene in the East Room yesterday was, even with relations between the president and those of us in the press corps getting bad, I don't know that anybody expected it to devolve quite like that during an hour-and-a-half news conference, a pretty heated confrontation between the president and Jim Acosta and other reporters, Peter Alexander from NBC News, April Ryan from American Urban Radio down the line. But the thing with Jim got very personal very quickly. The president just ripped him personally, frankly, called him a terrible human being. CNN should be ashamed of having him work for them. Acosta did push it a little bit, and Jim does do that. He will try to keep asking questions even after he's told to stop or let someone else do it. But the White House claims that his credential was revoked because he put his hands on an intern who had tried to grab the microphone from Acosta when the president told Acosta that he was done. If you watch the video, it looks like Jim tries to push her hands away when she grabs the mic, but at the same time, he's saying, "Excuse me, ma'am." So the White House is spinning this as him basically assaulting an intern, which is frankly not what happened. I work 10 feet from Jim Acosta every day. I can't see him doing that. But it leads to the bigger question now. Is the White House trying to muzzle reporters who are behaving in a way it doesn't like, who are asking questions that the president doesn't like? And then that's really going to be part of the narrative now going forward when the rest of us show up at the White House gates today.
Well, Sagar, in your memory, has this ever happened with any president that you've worked with where there's been this kind of acrimony and accusation in that environment?
There's certainly been acrimony. I mean, the job is not to ask questions that they like. I mean, you can go back and see the exchanges that President Nixon had with Sam Donaldson at ABC. No, it hasn't been pleasant, but it hasn't gotten to the point, in my knowledge, where the White House has actually stripped what we call a hard pass, the actual credential with your picture and your name, that is issued not by the press office or by the administration. It's issued by the United States Secret Service. It's actually a security credential that those folks are trained to recognize from a distance that allows you access, when the White House is shut down or when they've got Pennsylvania Avenue blocked or whatever. The White House gets to decide which reporters are eligible, but the Secret Service actually issues it. And now they're saying that the Secret Service cannot actually let Jim Acosta onto the White House grounds. It's a very slippery slope here, and it's going to be interesting to see if the administration backs down under intense pressure from CNN and reporters, advocacy groups, the White House Correspondents Association, and the like.
I'm sure your day will be very interesting, Sagar. Thank you for taking time for us.
They haven't been interesting enough.
So. No,
yeah,
that's
really.
Right.
I always say, let's see how today goes.
Well, we'll catch up with you and see how it goes. Appreciate the time, Sagar. Thank you.
Always. Thank you, guys.
AP Sagar Meghani from our nation's capital.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.